Spring break is an economic nightmare for the hottest host cities.
Few things are as rowdy and reckless as college spring break. Each year, swarms of students make a pilgrimage to America's southern beach towns for a booze-fueled week-long party. According to Airlines for America, a trade group, this year an astonishing 2.6 million Americans are expected to fly on each day of March and April, a number boosted no doubt by spring break travel. Many of their destination cities are dreading their arrival. Miami Beach never wanted spring breakers. This year, as partiers flooded the beach, things got raucous. On March 19th, after two consecutive deadly shootings, the mayor imposed an emergency midnight curfew and banned the sale of takeaway alcohol after 6 p.m. in part of the city. The rules could legally last just 72 hours. Compared with other tourists, college students barely spend money. They pile into cheap and sometimes dodgy rented rooms and chug supermarket booze rather than buying cocktails. If they dine out, according to vexed restaurateurs, they hardly tip. After dark, they get drunk and drugged. The wildness attracts undesirable characters. On the South Beach shore, a middle-aged man offers a teenager an unlabeled bottle of champagne. Non-college-goers who come to join in the debauchery commit more serious crimes. Feuds become perilous when partiers bring pistols. Nearly half of the 800 arrested at last year's spring break were county residents from outside the city. Just a quarter were from out of state. This year, police arrested 322 people and seized over 70 guns in the first 3 weeks of March.